Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. I want to share with you what Valentine's Day has done to me, because it has done to me so many things on so many levels. Most of my life, I've grown up as rejecting romanticism. Even as a young little girl, I didn't really like watching princesses movies or anything like that, except for Cinderella, because my name is very strongly related to Cinderella. I never really liked anything girly, anything like, romantic. I would totally reject that. I was a lot of a tomboy, to be honest, growing up. And even through my teenage years and adult life, I was always like, ugh, you know, like all of these things about self-love, all of these things about Valentine's Day, all of these things about, you know, like femininity, this is so freaking annoying, I hate it, and so on. And so I never really celebrated Valentine's Day. Only one time I did that with one of my ex-boyfriend. It was quite funny because like, he's like, oh yeah, let's do something. I was like, oh, you know, if you really want to. And so he booked in a restaurant and we were at uni. So we were quite young, I think like early 20s. And literally we were parked at the back of the restaurant. And it was like a tiny table for two, Chinese restaurant, and it was like a canteen, you know, like all of the people were lined up like that. So we ate there, it was really awkward, and then we came back to my place, and then I was sick for the whole night, like no kidding. I was just like head over the toilet, like purging everything out. So that was the only Valentine's Day experience I really had, because when I got married, my ex-husband and I, we never celebrated. We were always about, like, we don't need that to celebrate us. We don't need that to feel in love. Like, all of that is commercialism. All of that is, like, making people buy things. It's ridiculous, you know? And then I separated and I just went on with my life. And for the last 5 years, I have been single. And it was interesting because the first year that I spent Valentine's Day single, and I was like, oh, this is so annoying. You know, again, all of these people buying into like this frenzy of, you know, buying things. It's so ridiculous. Oh, I hate it. The second year of being single, I was a little bit more like, oh, it's really annoying. But you know what? Like, huh. I started realizing that me hating Valentine's Day, me really pushing it aside, like me even criticizing people and society for celebrating it, was actually creating something inside of my heart that was bringing discordance, misalignment, separation. So because I've always been doing a lot of work, you know, I've been doing work on myself over the last, you know, like decades and decades, only it never occurred to me that my reaction to this day of Valentine's Day was actually a very strong celebration, a reflection of what was going inside of me. So because I spent so many years single, I started realizing that I hated romance so much. I had really pushed all the girly things aside. I had pushed all the feminine things aside. I really felt like I needed to reconnect to my feminine side. I needed to reconnect to romance, and I needed to reconnect to the celebration of love in general. And I went on a journey that was all year round. You know, I started, you know, like getting mentors and coaches around that, listening to a lot of things on YouTube and on podcasts, and doing a lot of healing and inner work on myself. And as the year passed, I started realizing that actually I'm a freaking huge romantic. All of that aspect of me had been completely suffocated during my entire life, thinking that I hated it and I wanted to like reject all things romantic because, oh, she's such a sissy princess. Literally, you know, I hated all things cheesy. So what is happening now? Thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day to you too, Horacio. Nice to see you here. So what has happened
over the years of being single is that I really shifted. I did so much work on myself, so much work on recalibrating my feminine and my masculine, that I started peeling all the layers off. And that what was coming is that Valentine's Day became this day when my, you know, craving, my desire to have, you know, like divine union in my life, to have a man by my side, was getting more and more amplified. I was longing to have my person. And therefore, I still did like Valentine's Day, but because it was a reminder of me being still single, but I did not allow that to cut me from my feminine. On the other hand, I started opening up more the Pandora box of why am I single? How am I in my singlehood? What has been my dating life, my romantic life so far? And I did so much in the inner work, like so many skeletons came out. I realized so much about myself, so much about my patterns. I read so many books, listened to podcasts, got so many mentors to work on this subject that years after years, I felt more and more connected to myself. And therefore, I started celebrating myself. I started celebrating my humanity. I was celebrating my reconnection to my femininity, because being connected to the divine feminine is very unique. Both like gender, like people who are born as men and as women, as well as people who do not identify with a gender specifically, we still all have this fluidity of divine frequencies between masculine and feminine, and we weave that in throughout our life. So it is very important to understand how you weave the divine feminine and the divine frequency of the masculine within you to balance that out. So I consciously reconnected more to my feminine side, and then it allowed me to discover that actually I want romance, I want flowers, I want to go out and look at the sunset and look at the stars, and I want all the cheesy things. Still, I was single and dating, you know, like not much was going on there. I had some situationships and I was just working through all of that. But what I did was I was being romantic with myself. I've bought myself flowers so often over the last 3 years. I have like really looked on my physical appearance so I can feel sexy, I can feel attractive and magnetic, no matter if I'm single or if I'm with someone. So I have basically used Valentine's Day as a reflection of my state of beingness, of my state of alignment with my own self. Because when you celebrate yourself on a regular basis, when Valentine's Day comes, it does not matter if you have a partner or not, it is just a day that we can tune in more into this frequency of love. And it is an interesting phenomenon that I was rejecting that day so much, because I was also rejecting a lot of my humanity. I was rejecting a lot of society, the 3D matrix system. But as I have done so much work on myself, I have now been able to reconnect with life on planet Earth and all it has to offer at a new level. So I enjoy life, I enjoy everything. And how interesting that a lot of humans reject the day that was literally created to celebrate love. Yes, celebrate love between partners to start with, but love in general, love is universal frequency. So I started realizing that I had been so bitter, I had been so judgmental, so angry, so frustrated. I was so cut from a part of myself that just wanted to be loved, that wanted to be acknowledged, and that wanted to be brought up to the surface, you know, so I can dance with all of this feminine aspect of me, all of this desire for romance and for glamorous things and for fancy things as well. So I'm sharing this with you because I would love to invite you to really witness yourself when you face like this kind of moments in our human life that bring us a specific celebration. At the moment, it's Valentine's Day, but it can also be Christmas. It can be Easter. It can be any celebration that you have as part of your tradition, of your culture, of your religion, of your upbringing, anything at all, even birthdays, you know, because of course, everything is a freaking human construct. construct, because you can go back, or in the olden days, in ancient civilizations, it was still a freaking human construct. So rejecting things now, it's not helping, because it is helping just like reject more of life. Every time we are able to celebrate planet Earth, to celebrate being a human, to celebrate love, to celebrate whatever we want to celebrate, let's freaking grab it. I don't know about you, but you know, I can see that out there in the world, it's not going great. So continuing to reject moments where we can actually find more love, more connection with other people, is just gonna enhance even more the wounds, the trauma, and the separation template in human history and what's going on right now. So it is very interesting to witness ourselves moving through this reflection that the external reality is bringing us, so we can rise in our alignment. Because Valentine's Day, of course, it's a human construct, like everything else. Everything else is a human construct. So the way we place ourselves towards it is going to dictate the experience that we have. If we want to freaking hate it and reject it and be bitter and judgmental about it, then that's what we're gonna feel. We're gonna feel a contraction within ourselves. And on the other hand, we allow ourselves to celebrate in our own unique ways. If we really feel like it, you know, we can celebrate with ourselves, we can celebrate with our children, and of course we can celebrate with our partners. So over the years, I have drawn more and more within, I have gone more and more within to be able to find these pockets of myself that were rejecting romance, rejecting love, rejecting femininity. And now I'm very happy to report that I actually have felt very balanced for a few years, and I have kept on working in calling in a beautiful man who would come into my life and to would be present with me, and to be there for, so I could feel safe enough to open my heart and really feel strongly anchored into a committed monogamous relationship. Because also that, you know, I deconstruct, because I thought, why do I want a monogamous same-sex relationship? What is this even? So for years I started opening that up and exploring, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I'm meant to be with a woman, maybe I'm meant to be with a non-binary person, maybe I am meant to be like in a non-monogamous relationship. So I really explored within myself, and also connecting more of, you know, communities that are very open around that, to see how things are done, how things happen outside of the gender conformist monogamous relationship. And it has been really enlightening, because I have been able to come back full circle to what it is that my heart truly wants and desire, which is the template of divine union. And I love that we live in a world that is free enough so everybody can express their sexuality, their desire, the way they want. You know, I'm really here to say to everyone, you do you, and you do what the fuck you want with your body, with your heart, with your soul, with your mind. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You know, you celebrate you, you hang out with the people you want to hang out with, you celebrate love with the people you want to celebrate love with. It does not matter if you receive judgment, because you're freaking powerful beyond measure. You are already an enlightened being. You are just remembering how to be that. To be that is to be authentic. To be authentic is to know what it is that your heart longs for. You want to be in a same-sex relationship? Great. You want to be in a polyamorous relationship? Great. You want to be monogamous divine union? Great. Whatever, fucking great. As long as you do you, and you connect to your love, you connect to unity consciousness, and you freaking drop the judgment, you freaking drop the restriction, you drop the bitterness, the separation template of me versus them. Oh, no, I'm like this, so everybody should be like that. So I say, no, I fucking want to celebrate Valentine's Day. And I'm so happy, because this year I will celebrate Valentine's Day with a beautiful man I met recently. And I'm happy to report that we are in a committed monogamous relationship. Thank you, my love. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful. It is a new relationship still, but it is going so well that he said yes to celebrating Valentine's Day, even though he has never really celebrated it before. And when I told him, you know what? I've been single for freaking 5 years, and to start with, I did not give a shit about Valentine's Day. I even hated it. But you know what? No, I just want all the things. And he looked at me and is like, oh, do you want to go all in? And I was like, yes, I want to go all in. And I was like, let's do it. Let's do it. So he's like, what do you want to do? And I say, actually, I want to cook for you because we go out a lot. We eat out. Like, it's a lot of fun, but I've never cooked for him. So I'm going to cook a 3-course meal. He's bringing champagne and roses and another little gift. And I've prepared beautifully my house, and I will continue doing that with beautiful candles and all the things. I've bought a few red things, and I'm going to make such a delicious, sexy dinner. We're going to remember this for the rest of our lives. So yes to Valentine's Day. And I can tell you, it is only starting, because this girl is learning to embody what she used to call cheesiness. Cheesy, this is so cheesy, this is so romantic. No, I'm like, I want it, please bring it to me. I'm so going for it that this guy is also coming with me to Bali. Because of course, I'm going back to Bali this year. This is gonna be like one of the new things I do every year. First, I go there to enjoy life and to relax and to visit and do all the things. And then I host a retreat. So this year I'm hosting a retreat as part of IREA, my school of channeling. Many students are traveling from all over the world to practice our channeling abilities together. My dog's very excited as well. So I'm so happy to share this great news with you. I have a boyfriend and I'm celebrating Valentine's Day because I know myself so well now that I know that I do love it, I do want it, and it is bringing my life to a new level. So thank you all for watching. Thank you to this beautiful man for being in my life. And thank you all for being there. May you celebrate exactly how you want to celebrate. Celebrate you, because you are always the most important person. When you can celebrate you can celebrate others' achievements. You can celebrate other people's love, demonstration of love, because you might not be ever into Valentine's Day, but that's right. But why don't you celebrate the people that are? Because the more we celebrate others, the more we activate unified field, the more we increase the frequency, the more we say yes to witnessing others having a freaking great life, having great love, having a lot of money, fulfilling their purpose, going traveling, you know, being on their healing journey. Let's celebrate each other more. So today I want to celebrate you for being alive on this planet with me. I want to celebrate you for your courage, for your freaking tremendous courage, for being a human on this time. At this time on planet Earth, I want to celebrate you for everything that you are doing to heal yourself, to rise up to the occasion, to be a better human for yourself, for your loved one, and for your community. I celebrate you for everything that you are, not only in this body, but also on a multidimensional level, because you are a badass soul who chose Earth at the most challenging and exciting time in humanity. So that says a lot about you. Continue following me, share this video with others. If it has helped you connect more to yourself and to the celebration of life that we are invited to do today for Valentine's Day, celebrating love, love being the overarching frequency of all creation. So I will go now because I'm going to get ready for Valentine's Day.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.